face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Paulie in the truck.
The audience loves him so much.
Dude, I love you.
It's kind of creepy.
Dude, you've got me mesmerized, and I hang on every freaking word you say.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Lunchtime hour.
Oh, so my microphone is now working. There it is. What'd you do back there, T-Bone? You froze it.
Nothing. What are you eating, the Wendy's?
The blue light would not turn on.
I'd like to thank our good friends at Wendy's. We had the discussion the other day.
Friday, we talked about Wendy's.
And, Hardy, did you get the chili? Because it is tastes like it did 10 years ago.
I understand every that there's chili out there I have not eaten yet.
Phenomenal. Thanks to the friends
but
at Wendy's.
But as Hardy will tell you, it's his favorite thing going.
How about that burger, buddy? That brioche bun?
Wendy's Mendy's. Yeah.
Quality.
My favorite Wendy's menu item. Yeah, the chili. Yep.
Quality, consistency, always the same.
617-779-0985. Tom Brady retired today, put up a lengthy statement on Twitter and Instagram. It was a number of pages. When you copy and paste it all together, it's pretty long. But it doesn't mention the Patriots, and it doesn't mention New England and its fans or its ownership or its coach or any of that. And people are not happy about that today. 617-779-0985. We'll go back to your calls. James in Belmont, take it away.
Hey, I noticed through the whole statement, he did not mention the word retirement.
He did not. We have mentioned that. Yes, he did not use that word.
Oh, he did. All right.
He doesn't like it.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
He doesn't like the word.
So you think he's done?
Yeah.
You think he's not done? He's coming back?
I think he's going to have some kind of – I think the Patriots and him have something planned for a quick retirement and do his retirement here.
But that's still – he's still retired.
Why would he okay. Why would he take this expected type backlash, though? Why would you want this? You know, when you press send, I'm omitting 20 years of my football life on the day that I walk away from football.
Because it's one of two things. It's either he – truly has moved on in his life and in his mind and doesn't at all think about New England.
It feels like he did, that it feels right? to me more and more as this show goes on. That's the way it is and people I talk to.
Yes. Or he has basically said to himself, I'm leaving those guys out. I'm not thankful for that at the moment. And maybe I'll feel differently someday, but right now I only care about what's gone on here in the last, you know.
So he's day to day, year to year, like he said,
his
little podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, based on that statement that he just put out there, to do that now, to come back and retire as a Patriot, sign the one-day contract, be a slap in the face to the people in Tampa, who he seems to really like and appreciate.
Don't forget
so I don't think he would do that.
Yep, that whole crew, K-R-E-W-E, crew.
Jeannie and Hopedale.
Ahoy! Army pirate.
I think the phones are frozen up.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jeannie. How you doing?
Come on, we watched Brady for over 20 years. He don't care about media. He don't care about all that crap. So he gave the props to all the Michigan and Tampa Bay, but he's got to sign a one-day contract with the Pats.
He didn't give props to Michigan. He referenced Michigan going back to his days at Michigan. He didn't thank Michigan.
Right. But don't you think he's going to come back here and do it right?
No, I don't. Personally, I don't.
Come back and retire as a, like sign the deal and retire as a Patriot.
Yeah, get up there in front of the podium and do a dog and pony show.
Because even if that were the plan, it's a really ill-conceived plan because now, if you announce it afterward, it's kind of like a surprise. We're going to do this. It's going to look like your hand was forced on this because you were taking such a beating in the PR department.
And he couldn't get through a press conference without being asked about New England, where he continually ride great 20 years there. My kids were born there. My family's there. I still have my sister there. You know what I mean? He just doesn't forget that today. I don't blame fans for being upset about that. But I mean, from all indications, it looks like, hey, I thanked them when I left there. I thanked the fans. I thanked the crafts. I thanked Coach Belichick and the coaches and the players when I left there. And that's the break.
That was a separate thing, though. That's not his retirement.
That's my point, is you're leaving the game of football. Like, look at Manning.
Yeah.
You stood there in Denver, and you talked about your 14 years with Indy.
Peyton Manning handled it a lot better than Tom Brady's handling it today.
That's a fact.
Bill is in Brockton. Hi, Bill.
How you doing? I think it was forced a lot with this ESPN reporter. I don't think he meant to do it all like this. But I got to say something, right? I grew up watching the Patriots from Sam Bam Cunningham all the way up to Eason. I loved, Grogan. Then we got Parcells, and he put something together here somewhat. They got buried by Green Bay. But you guys, you said the Patriots should come out, every one of them. I think the media should come out. Do you think that your paychecks don't come from somewhat from Tom Brady being so great in the years that he became the fifth quarter? Your show here, I'm watching on TV.
No doubt about it, Bill. Absolutely. 98.5, the Sports Hub, built on Tom Brady. Without a doubt.
We play the hits.
Tom Brady not being a Patriot, I don't know that we're here. I'm not afraid to admit that. I don't think anybody here is afraid to admit that. The sports landscape in New England opened the door for a lot of people to do a lot of things and make a lot of money. No doubt about it.
It's Patriots 24/7.
Listen, I'm very thankful for Tom Brady.
Yep.
Absolutely. I still love the guy. I don't mean that personally. I mean as a quarterback. You know what I mean? As a player. Who doesn't? It is a little odd to not get a mention in what is only a written statement anyway, and this is what we keep going back to. It takes absolutely nothing to throw something into this Instagram, Twitter post, whatever we're going to call it, this statement that he released today.
Yeah.
It could be the most hollow of thank yous, but it would still be, okay, cool. Yeah, you got that.
It's one sentence.
At least you got a mention. Thanks for the time in New England, and you were mentioned.
Maybe two sentences.
And I think today we do what we're probably going to do tomorrow and the next day, which is try and sort of, you know, put it all in perspective now that the career is done. What does it mean, and what does the success mean, and
will
it ever be? All those topics that we will talk about in reflecting on Tom Brady's career will happen, but in the immediate aftermath of the statement being put out, you look at it and say, oh, it's a little weird. Why didn't he say anything about his 20 of 22 years in New England when he stepped away from football?
Hey, that's here. That's fresh. We live this with you people 4 hours a day here. I wonder what the end all is going to be tonight when you sit there and you watch all the national wrap ups. Like, who's going to be out there that says, "Ooh, boy, he didn't say anything about New England," or won't they? Or are they just
Well, I told you last night the news led with Brady being, not having an update last night. I'm wondering if tonight they lead with, and he said nothing about New England.
Well,
statement was void
right
of
now,
anything to do with the New England Patriots.
I guarantee you the vans are already outside the pro shop. What do you? Pick up. Oh, my God.
Channel 5 right now is outside TB12 on Boylston Street.
They're going to be asking
doing
people.
Live shots.
What do you think of Tom not saying
the TB12 logo?
How do you not say thank you to New England? All those questions are coming.
How do you think that place is doing, by the way?
See, that's my point with him. Like, you still have ventures here. Why would you want to alienate anyone around your next phase?
I just mean after he left in the last 2 years. I mean, the pandemic, that sort of gets in the way too.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, like, okay.
I'm just wondering if his brand is as, valuable here as it once was.
I'm sure there are people, and people like to make fun of the clothing line, right? The $300 sweatshirts or the $60 hats. I don't know if you're running to get one now after this. Like, why would you alienate that?
Listen, all I can say is that sports figures that want to have other business ventures should know that there are fan bases that want to take ownership of you, that want to say that's
especially
my
if you're
guy.
An iconic guy.
That's my guy. Name any iconic Boston athlete, and people want to say, oh, that's my guy. That's my guy, Tom Brady. Yeah. That's my guy, David Ortiz. That's my guy, you know, go back deeper if you want, to the 80s. Ray Bourque or Larry Bird or anybody else. That's my guy. He's our guy.
Yeah.
And it's going to help you in whatever else you're trying to sell people. Just from a business perspective, you would have thought.
I mean, this isn't...
Get the shout out in there today.
This isn't Vinatieri where you won here, you were great here, you're the best at your position, meaning Vinatieri. Then you go elsewhere and have a career of 14 years on top of your 10 years here. You know what I mean? Like, Brady went there for 2 years.
Right.
2 years. You were here for 20.
Vinatieri had a split career. By the way, Adam's son, AJ, has committed on a full scholarship to the University of Massachusetts.
Road trip.
Can we rent the RV?
Yeah, we could get it. We could kick field goals over the RV, get hammered, and kick field goals over the RV.
Hardy, is this not going to be the greatest
day? Hardy, you can drive it.
It's going to be the greatest day ever.
Story time. What about that time? What about that time you tackled Herschel Walker, man?
Yes! We're finally going to rent the RV. And we're going to take Adam with us. And we're going to drive the RV out to McGurk, and we're going to tailgate and go to the game.
And I want to yell coach when he walks in. We're going to go for the Minuteman walk, and we're going to scream at him when they're walking in. Let's go, coach!
Then when the game starts, we'll leave just like everyone else.
Yeah, bingo. Go back to the parking lot and start drinking again.
Hell yeah.
That's what you do there. T-Bone knows it. He's been to games there.
Hey, 8 p.m. workouts and 6 a.m. workouts.
Oh, Don Brown workouts?
2 a day.
Hitting the mats?
2 a day.
You seen the video?
Yeah. They make you a football player, son.
He's an intense
guy. I will break
guy.
You.
So looked at him and goes, oh, my. Yep. That's old school. I said, oh, yeah. Gonna have a real team now. Yeah.
Private Snowball. You believe in the Virgin Mary?
617-779-0985. It is now 12:15, and news coverage on the local news has not yet shifted away from the Brady story. They are 15 minutes deep into the newscast. They are still on Brady. Wall-to-wall coverage today. They preempted the network shows on some of the network, you know, the local news is like sort of preempted and had people on all morning. Maz was making phone calls to the news. Channel 4's already been by to get Zoe for their coverage. It's unbelievable.
Albert Breer with a great tweet. Fitting that in his final act as a pro football player, Tom Brady programmed a full day of sports radio in Boston.
One of many days fully committed to Tom Brady. One of countless days at this point fully committed to Tom Brady. We're talking about his retirement today. We'll get to more of your calls next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where...
Dialogue.
What did I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The telephone number. Kyle is in Houston today. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, guys. I just can't imagine the man in the arena not being where he mentions New England, right? Like, and if he doesn't, then everyone should be pissed off because...
Then why not do it here?
Everyone went to Tampa Bay with him to cheer him on.
Then why not do it in a precursor? I mean... If that's what this is today.
Well, the final episode of Man in the Arena was originally slated to be about his final Super Bowl win, and that was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a year ago. And now with the delay, you know there is going to be something more related to him being done playing. And that was such a tell when all of a sudden Gautam Chopra announced there was a delay and they were going to need more time to reflect. And the truth is, if Gautam Chopra never said that, which he didn't need to do.
He really didn't.
None of this would have been on the radar. And once he said that, I'm sure people started talking and people started, you know, saying things. And that's right. How Wickersham all of a sudden dropped in there.
Yep.
The first guy to say he thought Tom Brady was going to retire was Seth Wickersham.
Would that be worse?
What's that?
If we didn't know about this and then this is the first we hear of it today and then he doesn't give the thank you to New England, would that feel worse?
I don't know. I don't know what the difference would be. I think it would feel the same, right? Whether you know what's happening or not. There wasn't a lot of surprise.
I don't think it would be as worse because since we had like a few days to like kind of process this, we know that Brady has been thinking about this for a few days too. It's like, okay, it's out there.
Days. It's obviously been going on for weeks.
Right. But you know, this is something that I'm going to be rolling out in my time and I need it to be exactly perfect. And this is the perfectly crafted statement, you know, put together, social media blitz, everything, boom, this is how I want it done. So I'm going to say this way feels worse because he's really had time to consider this and think about it.
Yeah.
And he would have anyway, Beetle. You're right. It's not like this, you know, only happened in the last few days or if we didn't know about it, it wouldn't have been in the works. But yeah. It's just odd.
He knew last week they were going to lose.
It's really strange.
Like to my point yesterday, like he knew last week they were going to lose against the Rams. Bad matchup. They were hurt. And he had the whole family in town. The whole family. He had time to think about this. This wasn't day-to-day. You know, things change.
But there are people that just can't bring themselves to believe it. Anthony in West Roxbury. Do you think Tom Brady's done?
I think he's done. My theory is... A couple of callers just called in with the same theory where they bring him back for that one-day contract, retire his number, have a press conference, and maybe there's already an understanding between him and the Kraft family, and that was the plan all along. I know you guys squashed that theory too, but that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I just don't think it feels authentic.
Doesn't feel like it right now that that's in the works. I thought it would be in the works. I don't feel like it's in the works.
Is like the overflowing like you know praise and talking about Tampa, is it because... In part that, like, maybe he feels like he's leaving them in the lurch a tiny bit. Like, they thought he was going to be there next year.
Some
so
guilt.
He needs to smooth things over with that particular team, franchise, coach, owners,
yeah.
All that.
Yeah, he's got to pay back, like, $16 million, right? Like, yeah, that could be part of it. You know, like, hey.
Who's their backup?
It's Blaine Gabbert.
He's their agent.
They also drafted that kid Kyle Trask in the second round.
Gabbert's a free agent.
Yeah.
I always remember Billy Lanny reading that name when he was doing the fantasy football, fantasy foreplay. Blaine Gabbert?
Gabbert?
What was that?
Gabbert. Don and Methuen. Hi, Don.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi.
Just a quick question. I'm just wondering if Tom Brady did not mention the Patriots because he's not finished with them yet. And if there's any chance, I don't know if anyone's talked about it, if he could take Josh McDaniels' position and work with Mac Jones?
No shot he does that. Of all the things Tom Brady could do, coaching in the NFL would be very, very last on the list.
He would laugh at it.
No shot.
As much as respect he has for it, he would laugh at it. He ain't coming back here. Coming back here.
I mean, I don't know where people get these ideas.
He won't even mention
people
you. You
asking
he's coming
us,
back here.
Could Brady be the GM of the Patriots? No. Is Brady going to coach for the Patriots? No. Is he going to be part owner of the Patriots? That one would seem most likely out of all the very unlikely scenarios. That's how I feel about that. Do you think he would want to be that guy someday? Like Peyton Manning is.
He never dismissed
to be
that.
He is trying to put together a group and buy the Broncos, right? Or buy a team whenever the next one's available.
He did say that, like, you know, down the road, you know, I could see myself being involved somehow like that, but not coaching. No, no GM. But from an ownership standpoint, you know, government, all that stuff, like running for office, he was asked about that. You never know.
He's not going to do that.
He's not going to do that either.
It's more unattractive now than it's ever been.
She could be the first lady.
Jim is in Yarmouth. Jim.
Hey, guys, I have a question. Do you think it burns Tom Brady to have to retire while Bill Belichick just signed a new contract?
Whoa. What?
When did Belichick sign a new contract?
I heard that on the Madison Felger show.
Okay, I don't know anything about that.
Oh, so but, the reporting that they did, huh? Felger Madison reporting?
No, that? I don't think that matters.
Oh.
I think what he looks at is Bill hasn't really done anything to make me look bad. He got his ass kicked in Buffalo in the playoffs. He's not close. I'm good. And if Bill doesn't get back to a high level of success, it makes Brady look better. It does.
He's what he out, does walking impacts, out on top too.
Yeah,
like that. People
well, not on
that.
Top. Well, on I mean, top, but yeah. At a point personally where everyone looks at him and says this guy is still playing at an elite level, that his level of play yeah. is still elite and good enough to win it all, and he's walking away when he's still elite. He does not suck.
Fact. Not a pin.
Lauren and Wayland. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
I think you guys are focusing so much on what Tom didn't say, but go back to the post-game interview on October 3rd, what Tom did say to the reporters. He conjectured that he sees himself at some point returning to this area in some capacity, quote-unquote.
Fair.
So whatever that might be, his kids love New England. Kids have a strong tug at the heartstrings when you get to a certain age. I think you guys are spinning this wrong. Whether it's a one-day contract, there's an elephant in the room. He didn't say anything about the Patriots. Connect the dots here. He has something big, a big surprise up his sleeve. You just watch.
Okay, could he have something big like a one-day press conference here, but also put in a written statement, thank you, Patriots, thank you, Patriots fans? Can those two things not both happen? Why do we have to connect the dots?
How about
picture? Why does he take this heat?
Why do I have to invent things that haven't happened and there are no official plans to happen that has to be what is going to happen?
Why does he want,
not doing that.
Why does he want the heat?
Like, what would be impossible if he does want to do that? He wants to go through the entire charade of getting up on a podium.
Surprise.
And holding up his TB12 jersey again and sign the ceremonial one-day contract. If he wants to do all that crap, why can he then also not put it in that statement today and do both? It takes absolutely nothing to add it in buried deep down in that statement today.
Unless, Beetle, and I mean this, unless it's happening today, like they're going to show up
tomorrow morning
at 2 p.m. And yeah. This was always the plan. Because if it happens tomorrow,
oh, we suckers.
It seems like your hand is forced into doing it. Even like as soon as tomorrow.
Oh no, no, no! I don't think that he. I think he's out of the country.
Connect the dots, or just look at it for face value and say, "Yeah, he doesn't really love New England anymore. He's sort of over that. He didn't leave on great terms.
He moved
he's
on.
Over it. He moved on.
Well, that should make it for everyone else to move on too. Then
connect the dots, Hottie.
Enjoy the six Super Bowls. Be grateful for everything they did.
They never happened.
They're going to give him a red jacket in front of the hall presented by Raytheon tomorrow. They're going to pack the plaza at Patriot Place. Come on. Will we stop? Will you stop?
What time would Reese get there?
You sound as ridiculous as Louth did this morning. Oh, there's got to be a second statement. Well, wait, why couldn't you just put it in the first? Got to issue a second one?
They messed up. They forgot.
No, they didn't.
They forgot.
You don't forget that.
A carefully crafted statement that took 9 different posts to get it all up on Instagram.
Just
the
take
last
it.
One was all his plugs.
Take it for what it is.
I'm a mean.
Just remember, the NFTs were more important than the Patriots fans.
Take it for what it is. It's a big FU. And either you'll get over it or you won't.
Yeah.
At times, I'm a mean, vindictive SOB, and this is this. This is omitting on purpose. This is intentional.
Yeah.
That dude doesn't forget.
It also
very,
is really
extremely
senseless.
Calculated.
It's petty. It's senseless.
It's petty.
Hardy's doesn't
right.
help
it's,
him in any way.
Petty's the word.
Doesn't.
You don't need
just
this
doesn't
heat.
Serve anybody
he
to do it.
Doesn't want this heat. It's a great day. It's a good day.
617-779-0985. Zolak and Bertrand here on the Sports Hub as Tom Brady announces through many, many posts and images today that he is, in fact, retired.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hardy, a lot of good responses for your pickle.
Excuse me.
I think that would be really weird.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You got any more Patriots paraphernalia in that house behind you in San Mateo?
I'm not sure. Let's see, there might be something. I think I might have a license plate that says something like 6 Super Bowls. But other than that, I think pretty much the rest of it has been given to Goodwill or Catholic Charities or something.
That was Tom Brady Sr. earlier this year, or actually earlier last year, 2021. Man, I'm losing track of the months. Freaking pandemic time. Coming up on the two-year anniversary of that, by the way. 2 years of dealing with this. That was Tom Brady Sr. saying he gave away all his Patriot stuff except for that license plate. Maybe it was the license plate that was back on the back of that duck boat. Forever TB12. Maybe that's the license plate he got.
Oh, God.
But he said, yo, we got rid of it all. Patriots gear. See ya.
Never happened.
Goodwill. They dropped it off in the parking lot of Goodwill. They weren't even open. He was like shoving it through the slot, you know, like those big metal containers. shoving it in there.
Stick it in there.
Can't get it to fall down. You shake it. It's like, it's stuck.
Come on. Take my bag of clothes, damn it.
One shoe's catching on the dump.
Right. It's the sign on the door, do not dump after hours. Brady Sr.'s throwing the bags out the car window. But anyway.
We have a big development, though, Peter.
Whoa. There is a development, and so we're going to stop talking about that and start talking about this, which is Tom Brady screen grabbed the Patriots' Robert Kraft statement on Instagram.
This is, I mean, of all the childish things we do, this is ranking highly among them.
Tom Brady did a screen grab and then posted a screen grab of the Patriots statement.
Yeah.
And responded in a story on Instagram.
Which will expire in how long? How does Instagram? How does
24 hours.
24 hours.
So this won't even exist next time we're on.
12:35 tomorrow.
What the hell is going on?
It says, thank you at Patriots and Patriot Nation. With two heart emojis.
Two hearts.
Beyond grateful and love you all. That's it.
There you go.
That's what you get.
So
and now it's worse.
It's worse.
It's freaking worse.
It feels half-assed. It feels like, oh, yeah, that's right.
It feels like it's in a response to what the Brady camp knows is happening here today.
They know it here.
We know this. We're aware of what they know. And they do know that he is getting hammered here today. And it's a response to that. Do you think Brady put that post up or his team did? So you said it earlier. You're not even sure he's back in the country yet.
I don't think he's back in the country. They're scratching their heads right now.
They don't get it, which is remarkable.
He thanked everybody when he left here. Like that division, that cutoff, like it's hard cut.
Like they don't even understand why people are pissed.
And my response is
they don't even, not even beginning to understand it.
It's football he retired from. He didn't, you know, the game of football.
It's not leaving the Bucs. It's calling it quits on a 22-year career, but. You know, maybe his people are not the best of PR people. Maybe that's what it comes down to.
How can they be so hard to believe?
He's got to hire better people.
That's hard to believe.
How can they be so clueless about this? I mean,
that's what I say.
Everyone is retiring after 22 years,
they were instructed.
7 Super Bowls, the MVPs, all that. It's not, Tom Brady's time in Tampa Bay has come to an end. Like, nobody thinks of it in those terms.
Not even
the people in Tampa Bay think about it in those terms.
Who do you think got pissed off and ordered the TB12 Sports Twitter handle to take the tweet down? It's like, who makes the final decisions on roster here? Bill. Who do you think got instructed to release anything or, okay, we're constructing this statement. Guess who makes it? Tom. Tom ordered this. That's where you're at.
He ordered the code red.
And he's just sitting on his couch in retirement with his feet up.
I didn't think anything could impact his legacy here, but this, he's certainly trying.
This is your day. This is like you've been talking about. And I just like, you're insane. You're a nut. But this is your day. You should be doing backflips right now. Told you.
I told you.
This has been T-Bone for like the last 2 years. Shut up. You're right.
Thank you.
T-Bone's day. Play whatever song you want. I don't care. I won't make fun of it.
Really?
No, maybe not.
Okay.
This is just a weird day, man.
Mikey is in a Bobcat today.
What's up?
Which we like. Yeah, how's that equipment doing?
Yeah.
We're just moving some snow over here. First time caller. I got two questions and a small statement.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
One, do you think that he did this on purpose? Purposely left the Patriots out of the statement?
Yes.
And two, are the Buccaneers going to absolutely tank next year and just be back at the bottom?
Yes.
Possible.
Yes. Yes and yes. What's your statement?
And I think that Tuukka Rask is awful.
Okay.
Mikey and a Bobcat.
You know
Mikey
what? I was gonna ask to maybe drive his Bobcat around, but then, you know, he got mean there at the end. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to.
That's right. I was looking to see if TB12 Sports put back up the post that they deleted on Saturday.
They haven't gotten yelled at yet.
They didn't. They did put up other posts about Tom Brady retiring.
Maybe they'll repost his repost.
Maybe they'll like it.
Thanking Pat's Nation. Double heart emoji.
Not Pat's fan. Pat's Nation. He doesn't. He's
Pat's
never said
Nation.
Hey,
we've never said that.
And that's another thing. He's never referred to you people as Pat's Nation. That's corny crap. He even knows that.
He may have.
What's up, Pat's Nation?
He didn't. He said Patriot Nation.
Patriot Nation.
Look, so funny.
I cringe when people do that with their.
I don't do much on Instagram.
I think you should also thank Ted Nation.
Chief's Kingdom.
Right. I don't do much on Instagram, but this is...
For the early days of his career.
This is something where you can just screen grab it and then add in the text, like Instagram provides the app there to add those little graphic things he did there, T-Bone.
Is that how it works? Heart team, heart NFL.
You can just quote over the top of it, add your own text.
I'm more offended by that now.
Ryan in Scituate. Ryan?
Hey, you guys. So, you know, a lot of speculation today about whether Tom's statement was purposefully snubbing the Patriots or whether he was going to issue a second statement later or something like that. Well, in the post that he had up on Instagram, the first picture is a picture from the Patriots trip to Gillette. So that's not
the Buccaneers trip. Yes.
He knew exactly what he was doing, you know, snubbing the Patriots all the way, and I think it's really unfortunate.
There are many people that would agree with that.
Some could argue that he was serving both teams by using that photo. He's wearing a Buccaneers uniform, but he's at Gillette, except that in the statement, nowhere is there a mention of New England or the Patriots, the first 20 years of his career.
What a blunder.
Can I interject here?
No.
How about all of his... Well, okay.
Can Scott Zolak interject on the Zolak and Bertrand show? Yes.
Of course. It's never stopped you before.
How about all his little sit-down Zooms that he's done over the course of the last year where just how cute in the background, like the Atlanta game, he'd have the 28-3. You know, just the little digs in the background that are subtle, but were digs. You know, just like, watch how clever I am. He's the greatest to ever play. Do you know how many photos have been taken of him?
Michael Hurley has described.
On his retirement, he selects the one from Gillette. It's a dig. Because you can't really tell in the background. I know it's a stadium.
Yeah, but Patriots fans saw that and knew.
You knew.
Michael Hurley describes the repost on Instagram as Tom Brady has issued a very quick thanks to the Patriots on Instagram. That's a good way of describing it.
Hey, it's a drive-by.
Very quick thanks. Oh, yeah, thank you to you guys, too.
Yeah.
That was Tom Brady today.
It's like a birthday card from an aunt and uncle that you don't talk to.
It's like a birthday card from the fans that went and spent their time signing the birthday card for Tom Brady at training camp.
All you people, all you,
thanks for that.
There
today?
Was longer messages on that thing.
I told you. You morons that signed that card, that stood in line to pet goats and take cake, a piece of cake cut out of a number 12. You people stood in line to sign a card that he never read.
Just listen to Peyton Manning's press conference. I can't believe we did that.
That son of a...
You know, he couldn't beat him on the field regularly, but Peyton Manning.
Class act.
He did his retirement right. I'll tell you that much. 617-779-0985. You know the number. Full lines. We continue to talk about this announcement today, so don't go anywhere.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
They bring you inside like no one else can.
Rigmarole.
I don't think I can say it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Probably wondering why it is we're playing this.
I'd have picked something else.
Well, you know our feelings on this song.
What is our night?
Well, the reason why we play it today is because statements continue to roll in today.
It's amazing.
Statements are being made left and right. And, well, we've received a statement from John Bon Jovi. John Bon Jovi tweeting, Tom Brady made me a better singer. Tom made me a better songwriter, a better leader.
What?
Seeker, and more driven to succeed while remembering to love what I do. He doesn't know it, but he inspired me and lots of people like me. Thanks, TB12.
I have a question.
That's a statement from John Bon Jovi on his official social media channels today, along with a number of photos with Tom Brady that were all taken in immediate succession and rapid fire. It was all one encounter between the two. May have been the only time they ever spoke to each other. Bon Jovi has indeed mentioned Tom Brady today in a statement that, again, Tom Brady made him a better singer, a better songwriter, a better leader, seeker, and more driven to do
No. This is about that unplugged acoustical new jams. And I told him, you play the hits, pal. When was the good stuff written, Hardy? Early 90s. That's the honeypot.
What happened in the late 80s?
You didn't meet Brady until the 2000s. That's the point. How many songs he written here lately?
That's right.
Come on.
Boston Bruins have tweeted.
You better.
Their statement is brief. The greatest to ever do it. The GOAT. Thanks at Tom Brady for everything you've meant to New England for the past two decades.
The Bruins.
Thanks, Tom.
The Bruins.
With a Bruins graphic that includes him on a duck boat holding a Lombardi trophy.
Is it a cartoon?
Not a cartoon.
Thank God.
It is a graphic, but it includes a real photograph of Tom Brady.
Doesn't the cartoon take away from it though? So it's sort of like a we're gonna redig you. Thank you, but we're gonna post a cartoon.
By the way, I'm so confused by most of this.
That Bruins tweet is right next to one about Coach Cassidy informing the media that Linus Ullmark will start in goal tonight. For Mikey and the Bobcat, good news for you, since he wanted to let us know that Tuukka Rask
Tuukka's bad
sucks. Yep. I think Cassidy said yesterday we're not going to see Rask prior to the All-Star break.
Celtics were good last night, huh? Wait, you watched a lot of it.
I did.
They're playing together.
They look like they're coming together a little bit.
You got that.
Why is that so funny? Why are you
laughing? We're just talking about Brady. Like, Bruins tweeted something. Celtics are going to post
something
now.
Where the hell are the Celtics?
Let's go, Celtics! Wake up! little awareness
Let's
here.
Let's see if the Celtics have tweeted anything. Not yet.
But the Revs haven't even tweeted anything.
Not yet.
And they're like in the family down there.
I bet the Celtics are sitting there saying, wait a minute, the Bruins? Why are we forced to put out a statement?
What about you baseball clowns? You tweet anything
What about
yet?
The Red Nothing? Sox? Did they thank Brady yet?
Hello, anybody awake Yesterday. Down there? Oh, they did?
They also did today.
They thanked him multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
They did. It was 1 hour ago. Congrats to the GOAT on an incredible career. Thank you for all that you brought to the sports world over these last 22 years. Thank you, Tom. It's a graphic of him at Fenway Park with his jersey on.
Not cartoon.
And a backwards hat, and he's holding a Lombardi trophy.
No cartoon?
Very nice by the Red Sox. Very nice by the Bruins. Where the F are the Celtics on this?
Let's go, round ball.
Are we sticking together on this or not? All the Brady love.
Thought this is Boston. Beantown.
Zoe may have had the best point on this so far. With regard to John Bon Jovi's tweet about Tom Brady making him a better songwriter, you haven't written a good song since 86. How did he make you better?
Written a good song since you met him.
It's My Life came out in the year 2000.
That's pre-Brady.
That's
my life. No, that's Brady.
And
it's now or never.
I'm looking at a list of Bon Jovi songs. Like, does anyone think of Bon Jovi past that point?
No, the only song I know of Bon Jovi past that point would be the stupid song they play after the Patriots score a touchdown.
Stop it.
Which I'm pretty sure they commissioned.
God. What is your night? Oh, yeah. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Why do you get so mad when I say it's a stupid song they play after the touchdown?
I don't get mad because you give it life.
Give what life?
The song.
You give it strength by acknowledging it.
Stop it. We're a highly rated show.
Because I know that. Well, the team gets pissed. I know. I understand. But that's not my fault.
Oh, my God. I love this song. Who says you can't go back? Oh, my God.
Who said?
Maybe he wrote this for Brady. Back.
Huh? He did this during Brady's career.
He sings it with that country lady. She was in Shannon.
What's the name of this song?
You can't go back.
Who says you can't go home?
I'll be honest. I didn't realize this was John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
I really didn't.
Oh, yeah.
This is something. You know where you hear this song? Supermarket. This is a supermarket song right here.
2005.
That's a good song.
This is right in Brady's prime. Brady's responsible for this song.
Maybe he was. Maybe it was a post-game party.
Shot Super Bowl. He's like, I'll come out with this.
I'm coming out with a hit. I'm going to get all the soccer moms listening to me again.
Headlines?
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.